Last year at this time, the Unger Report named as its Person of the Year for 2003 the gastrointestinal bypass. To spare our friend Brian Unger further embarrassment, this year we've asked him to try looking forward, not back. So here are the Unger Report's predictions for 2005.
Thank you, Alex. In prognosticating 2005, the Unger Report contacted dozens of leading social, cultural, and political experts. And because none of them returned my phone calls, the job of making the top five predictions for 2005 fell to the Unger Report staff, composed of, well, me. First, politically speaking, for 2005, defining concepts as either blue or red will cease, and black and white will make a comeback, primarily so we can return to characterizing things as gray or falling into the gray area. Blue and red, a popular way to define the country this election year, doesn't allow for discussing much nuance. Which, by the way, nuance, the word, was overused in 2004 and will be replaced in 2005 with the phrase, I could break this down and bore you, but I won't. Secondly, in healthcare, Americans will once again take a stab at losing weight through a popular diet fad in 2005, copying the diet of the Amish, who were found to have a paltry 4% obesity rate compared to 31% in the general U.S. population. The diet will be called the barn raiser. And soon, at dinner tables everywhere, one will hear, Hey, you look terrific. Have you lost weight? Why, yes, and I built two barns. The barn raiser, both an investment in health and real estate, will also make shoeing horses and tossing hay bales fashionable. In media, if we've learned anything from the year's crackdown on indecency, it's this. Don't mess with televised football. So for 2005, following in Howard Stern's footsteps, the NFL on satellite radio will be all burlesque. As indecent and revealing as it wants to be. Wardrobe malfunctions such as flashed breasts or dropped towels will become regular sounds in the NFL on satellite radio beyond the reach of the FCC. The Unger Report's fourth prediction for 2005 relates to the internet marketplace. Next year, we'll see the first cases of web surfers catching STDs by visiting X-rated sites. And possibly a downloadable pregnancy as a result of a woman merely visiting a singles dating site. That's how aggressive these computer viruses and people looking for sex have become online, and how sophisticated they've become at getting by antivirus programs. Lastly, for 2005, Iraq will continue to dominate the headlines, along with two celebrity trials, Michael Jackson and Robert Blake. As well as the economy, but looming largest in 2005 will be the explosion of plastic surgery as cosmetic procedures become more popular with the aging baby boom set. And here's the real innovation. Nips and tucks will be performed not by plastic surgeons, but by your cell phone, as the device becomes less important for chewing the fat than sucking it out. And those are the Unger Report predictions for 2005. I'm Brian Unger.
You can listen to all of Brian's Unger Reports, as well as anything else you hear on the show, visit our website, npr.org.